Chapter 4. A Troubled King. Since neither Malcolm nor Donalbain could be crowned as king, Macbeth was named king after the death of Duncan. He and his wife moved to the palace at Forres, and there they began life as a royal couple. However, Macbeth was troubled. On his throne in Forres, Macbeth thought to himself, "To be here is nothing. I fear none but Banquo." He thought the sisters were joking when they first put the name of king on me. But they hailed him as father to a line of kings. They put a crown without fruit on my head. There is a barren scepter in my hand. No son of mine will be king after me. For Banquo's children I have taken the throne. For them I have murdered Duncan. The seed of Banquo will be king's." Led by these troubling thoughts, Macbeth secretly met with two rough men. The men had lived in Lochaber under Banquo for years, and they had suffered under the hand of the Thane. It did not take much effort for Macbeth to convince them to murder Banquo. "Banquo is your enemy," he told the men. "So he is mine as well. As king, I have the power to get rid of him, but I must not. Certain friends are both his and mine. If I were to strike him down, I would lose their love. Therefore, I need your assistance." "We shall gladly assist you, Your Majesty," promised one of the men. "Tell us what you would have us do." "It must be done tonight," Macbeth told them. "Do it away from the palace. I must be clear of it. As with Banquo, his son Fleance must share the same end. Remove them both." Lady Macbeth found her husband alone later that day. She asked him, "Why do you keep alone with your dark thoughts? What's done is done." "We have burned the snake," replied Macbeth, "not killed it. Look how we suffer. We eat our meals in fear, and terrible dreams shake us nightly. It would be better if we were dead. Duncan is in his grave. He sleeps well. Treason has done its worst. Nothing, not poison, nor knives, nor family fighting, can touch him now."
"You must not think like that."
"My mind is full of spiders, dear wife. You know that Banquo and Fleance live, but they are not more than other men. Before the bat has flown home tonight, a terrible deed will be done."
"What will be done?"
"Be innocent, my dear, until you hear about it, and then cheer the deed. Night falls. You look surprised by my words, but don't worry. Things that began badly become stronger by ill deeds."
And with those words, Macbeth led his puzzled wife to dinner. Banquo returned after dark to the palace at Forres. He and his son walked their horses over the fields back toward the castle after ending their daily ride. However, before reaching the castle, the Thane of Lochaber and his son were met by the men Macbeth had sent to watch for them. As the men leapt on Banquo, the Thane called out, "Good Fleance, run, run! Punish my murderers for me." One of the men yelled at his companion, "Why did you put out the torch?"
"Wasn't that what I was supposed to do?" asked the other.
"There's only one down. The sun got away."
"We lost half then, but we can return to the king and tell him how much is done."
Thus, Fleance escaped the murderers who had planned to put an end to both father and son.